Mr. Brown. I was feeling low, but he stole my frown. Now I can't stop laughing at this funeral. Open the casket, let out.
This is Mary Jane from PiratePods.com, and I'm outside of U31 with Austin James Band.
Hi, I'm Chad. I am the lead singer, and I play piano and guitar.
I'm Chip. I play drums, percussion, and do background vocals.
I'm Nick. I play the bass, and I sing.
There's also Kevin, who does other guitar and keyboards and singing, but he's not here right now.
He was born a shadow, raised a crook. He's a gypsy swindler and a pussyfoot. He's been double-crossed only once by the devil, so we painted him red and gave him horns and a tail. I saw him on the roof. I was filled with fear. He was stealing my cat and drinking my beer with him.
So would you guys mind giving like a quick infomercial pitch on what Austin James Band has to offer?
Nothing.
Fun, very melodic group with thick harmonies, 60s inspired rock and roll. It's classic. Yes, we also like the orchestral music, so it's,
and lots of theatrics.
It gets pretty theatrical.
Extravaganza music bonanza.
Well, because of the way you guys like promote yourselves and your pictures and online, I'm just wondering, how much do you love the Village People?
Oh, geez.
Oh, goodness.
Mostly not at all, I'd say.
Not in the slightest.
But it's hard to tell from Chip's Indian costume.
Well, those costumes, we went to a costume shop, and they just happened to be the first things that we put on.
Somebody want to make $20. I've got a friend that just called me. He's being brought to the hospital. I don't have a car. I need to get to the hospital. I'm only going to pay somebody $20 to run that person. Can somebody help me?
They probably definitely can. But, yeah, we don't have enough. We've got a big trailer stuck to our thing right now.
We don't even have any space in the car.
Sorry
about that.
Sorry.
Best interview ever.
What were we just saying?
I don't remember.
Something about how that guy was probably going to kill us.
Oh, the Village People. We were at a costume shop, and those just happened to be the first things we put on. And then it wasn't until later, when we were playing around in those costumes, that we realized that they were semi-similar.
Let it be noted that we have no problem with the Village People. We just, you know, aren't interested.
All right, well, I was listening to some of your stuff today, and on the track This Is the Modern World, you guys have got like a siren sound going on, and it totally reminded me of the Gremlins movie. And I mean, it's not really a question, but I just thought, what do you guys think of that?
Since I did that with my mouth, I think that's great. So, I mean,
do you guys know this? What I'm talking about? There's totally.
I don't think I've even seen the flick.
Really?
Well,
you
see
should
you soon.
Check it out. There's like totally this scene, and there's like a siren that sounds just like it. And I was like, oh, Gremlins.
Oh well, we will check it out now.
Yeah.
Movie night.
That's just Chad's mouth.
AJB movie night.
You guys have had as a band up till this point?
We went on tour.
That was
a
really
small
fun.
Mini tour. We went up to Arizona and we went to the Grand Canyon.
We learned about magnetic poles and
we had magnets,
static electricity.
We were moving things with our minds and stuff.
Yeah, wow. We were in the middle of the Grand Canyon and Chad moved a rock with his finger, but he didn't touch it.
It was actually
mind control.
It was actually pretty amazing.
I witnessed it.
We all witnessed,
witnessed it.
And it was, there was this huge storm coming in, and it,
our hair was standing straight up, striking right next
you know, to us.
Our hair is eight inches long, and it's standing straight up.
All those warnings about if your hair starts standing up, you need to like get on the ground.
Yeah.
And we were just having fun as
we took our shirts off and danced around in the rain, actually. Out in the Grand Canyon. We hiked out into it.
Yeah, we hiked in the Forbidden Zone.
The tourists took pictures of the Aboriginals.
There are some pictures taken of us.
It was good.
They're on our MySpace.
They are. They are on the MySpace. It's good.
Well, I read that you guys compare your music as sort of a cross between Queen and the Beatles, so I'm wondering, when you're on stage, do you like to pretend you're someone else?
I've never pretended I was anybody else.
No?
No.
What about when you're practicing? Everyone always does that in front of the mirror, you know.
Sometimes I like to pretend I'm me, just different.
I like it.
I like pretending I'm Chad. I just shake my head around a little bit.
I wish I was Paul McCartney. Yeah. He's got that left-handed bass. I play right-handed, so it doesn't work.
If you guys were on Sesame Street, what would your message to the kiddies be?
Letter B.
That was good.
That's beautiful.
That's all it is.
All right, so what are you guys working on now, and is there anything you're looking forward to?
So we got a few songs in the oven.
Working on writing a full length.
Yeah, we're talking about recording this summer.
Hopefully we'll have a full album out by the end of the year or end of the summer. I don't know, whatever comes sooner.
Okay, and so to end my interviews, I always ask the musicians the same three questions. And the first one is, do you guys have any slang terms that you overuse?
We have Kevin on the phone. We're going to ask Kevin right now.
Okay.
Ask him. What's some slang that AJB uses? Quick.
You got a flat.
Quick.
I gave that guy a ride.
Kevin's car just broke down on the freeway, so we have to pick him up.
Well, ask him some slang.
We're doing this interview right now, and we're wondering if there's any slang terms that you ever use.
As AJB.
In Austin James Band. You can't say that one. Then what do you got?
Sometimes I like to take the C out of nice and then make the E real long, just like nae.
There you go. Please.
We'll call you, okay?
Bye.
What about on that Astral Dance song? We got so much slang in that song.
Oh, yes.
Dropping letters and breezums in the treesums and all this. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Find me in the laughing treesums.
Mostly
you gotta listen to the song.
Would you care to join the queen in an astral dance and a shared dream? The lizard king has tried to fly but couldn't invite. I don't know why, but I think he'll be fine. Oh, the world we could create if we just put a little thought behind it. Oh, wouldn't it be great if we could fit a little love inside it?
We have that really long animal string.
Yeah, go for it. He's got this longest animal string you've ever heard.
Jackalope, hippopotamus, nakanga, rooster, rabbit, she turtle, leopard, duck.
That was amazing.
Say it one more time. Say it one more time.
The swing.
Jackalope, hippopotamus, nakanga, rooster, rabbit, she turtle, leopard, duck. What?
What?
I don't think I'll ever get old listening to that.
Good.
It's a good one.
All right, what's everyone's drink of choice?
Gentleman's Jack.
Nick's a beer man.
I like Scotch straight or bourbon straight.
Okay. And how do you guys feel about eyeliner?
It looks nice on girls.
It looks really good on girls. I like it a lot.
I'd never wear it.
Never's a big word.
All right, well, do you guys have something you want to say to your fans listening? Something to close this out?
We love you.
Hope to see you sometime.
We're glad you like our music if you do. Well, if you're a fan.
You guys fucking killed it!
Thank you.
Woo! Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Best interview ever.
I know, right?
I'm excited again.
And that's our number one fan.
You better not take any of that out.
I'm not going to.